This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. Good afternoon, I'm Maria Chalaios, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A much calmer situation at Granger High School now, hours after the Granite School District says an argument involving a gel pellet gun left three students with minor injuries and two other students in police custody. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera, who is outside the school with details. Eric?
Maria, Granite Police credit their on-site officer that saw it all unfold and noticed a suspicious vehicle circling the high school parking lot at the first lunch break around 11:45. That car then approached three students around the south entrance of the lot. That's when two suspects got out of the vehicle and shot them with what police say was an Orbeez pellet gun. One student was hit in the neck, another on the shoulder and in the back, leaving minor welts on their skin. Police say those suspects attempted to flee but were apprehended by Granite PD off campus. Three students with minor injuries refused medical treatment. Two of the student suspects, whose school they attend is unknown at this time, could potentially face serious administrative correction action and criminal charges, according to Granite Police. Reporting outside Granger High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The school did not go into lockdown after this all went down in the parking lot, and the school district is defending that decision. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage.
Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says they knew immediately that there was no danger to students or the public.
If, in fact, we knew whether an actual weapon was involved, perhaps a shelter-in-place or a lockout scenario where we secure the campus, school is able to proceed as normal, we direct the kids inside the building, that may have been appropriate, but again, we knew that we were dealing with a suspected toy gun here.
Horsley says they did have one parent question the decision. He also says he's grateful for Granite Police's quick response because even though it was a toy gun, he says they take these things very seriously. He did not know, though, what charges would be filed. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Lehigh High School is providing details about a situation where the school was placed on secure protocol this morning. The school says their school resource officer received a tip about a threat towards a student. The police and administration put the school on secure protocol, meaning students remained in their classrooms while the situation was investigated. The protocol has been lifted, as the Lehigh Police Department says there was no imminent threat and classes will continue as normal. State Board of Education is addressing the confusion over how to inform students about the controversial bathroom bill. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the update.
This comes after pushback at the Salt Lake City School District, where school leaders had originally been asked to give presentations to K through 12 students on which bathrooms they should be using. Some, including other districts, believe public presentations were not appropriate and students who were impacted should be talked with on an individual basis. The state board put out a statement this morning saying the districts were not given any guidance from them or the state legislature on how to implement the bill.
The statement went on to say that districts were left to decide for themselves how best to communicate the requirements listed in the bill. More than 27,000 people applied for the Utah Fits All Voucher Scholarship Program. Only 10,000 students will ultimately get it. Director of Utah Education Fits All nonprofit Robin Bagley says while 37% of the students won't get a scholarship, the demand for it is heartening.
We're confident that this demonstration of demand by parents will encourage our legislative body to continue to increase that program to meet the demand.
Utah Education Fits All is not directly associated with the Utah Fits All Voucher Program and is not involved in the scholarship decision-making process. KSL's top national story. Police say no survivors have been found after a large plane crashed in Alaska.
Just south of the Fairbanks Airport, Alaska state troopers say a Douglas DC-4, a World War II era plane, crashed. Dispatchers told responding firefighters
that the aircraft is down. There's a lot of explosion.
The audio from Broadcastify, the FAA says two people were on board the plane. Older planes like the DC-4 are often used in Alaska to get cargo and people into remote airfields. Alex Stone, EBC News.
In an historic decision, the Federal Trade Commission has banned non-compete agreements. This means companies can no longer stop their employees from taking jobs with competitors.
The Federal Trade Commission says one in five Americans are subject to a non-compete, a rule the group decided to end today. The FTC says getting rid of non-competes will raise wages, create thousands of new businesses, and increase innovation. There is one exception for what's called senior executives who already have non-competes and make more than $150,000 a year. The rule takes effect in 180 days that could be pushed back if lawsuits are filed. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
We'll hear more about this from our legal analyst, Greg Skordas, in just a few minutes. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue southbound I-15 in Weber County between 31st Street and Ogden down to Roy. If you're headed northbound on I-15, slow down south Salt Lake to the north interchange. But after that, looking at a good drive through Davis County and slowing southbound on I-215's west belt from 12th North down to Taylorsville. And we also have an accident near 7th North. It's out of traffic over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. The first witness in former President Trump's hush money trial was back on the stand today. David Pecker, the former public